The Traveler's Journal, August 31st. Examining Beetles in the Royal Oak. With so many centuries of architecture relatively intact, Great Britain abounds with historic buildings of grand and not-so-grand proportions. The National Trust is custodian to more than 300 of those properties in England, Wales, Northern Ireland, and Scotland, which are open to the public. The list ranges from fine castles and country estates to more humble private abodes and tiny farms. Consider an unassuming brick house at 20 Forthland Road in Liverpool, though the three-bedroom terraced structure, built by the City Council in the early 50s, is a fine example of post-war public housing policy. Its real significance is that it was Sir Paul McCartney's boyhood home. This is the first National Trust property acquired because of its significance to 20th century pop culture. It's where the young Beatles met, wrote, and rehearsed many early songs. Restored to its look during the decade the McCartney family lived there, the house is well furnished with early Beatles memorabilia. There are family photos taken by Paul's younger brother Mike. Fans are admitted Wednesday through Saturday until the end of October by pre-booked tickets. Admission to the McCartney home and the Trust's other properties is free to its members. The Trust also has more than 250 properties available for vacation rentals. A membership in the Royal Oak Society, the Trust's American branch, would bring bountiful benefits to any frequent traveler to Britain. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.